All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epting and Mary Bartito, and we are doing a candid conversation that is a follow-up from one of my recent solo episodes on being sick and tired of the word self-care. And, you know, in our field, we probably say it and hear it. How many times do you think, even just like a day?
I feel like I don't say specifically self-care. I think, how do you take care of yourself? But it's still a form of self-care. So I don't know. How many people do we see, like most clinicians see a day, like what, six? So we might say at least once per person and then add that, like what, times five, times 10 throughout the session, depending.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. I mean, honestly, it just, and so as you know, and you know, mental health, we talk a lot about how to care for yourself. And please, we will link to my solo episode on self-care, self-compassion, and how we really honor self-care in our Plan to Recover mini journal. But I just wanted to have a follow-up conversation really with Mary about, what do you think when you hear the word self-care, and how do you explore that with your clients?
Yeah. I think self-care, I think of the generic thing that we think of self-care, you know, like kind of like a spa day, like a pamper day. There's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's hard for some people, you know, because when I think of my clients, especially somebody who might be depressed or anxious, that's a difficult thing for them to engage in. Like, they don't even know how to do the daily tasks, you know, so mm-hmm. being able to be compassionate to self to figure out what it is that we need at that time. Because I even think of like the mind frame of when it comes to self-care, like a day of rest. Like, it's okay for us to do nothing on a Saturday or a random Tuesday. Mm-hmm. But we get so in our minds of, I need to be productive, I need to do X, Y, Z, when maybe all we needed was the pause, really. And I can relate to that all the time, because that's me, like on a, like I said, random Saturday or random day. Like yesterday, I was free most of the day and I was like, I know I need to do something, but maybe that something was just do nothing. And yes. That's so awkward sometimes, you know.
It is. And so much of, I think, this world and this life is ass backwards. You know? Right. And, you know, I've talked a lot about Sabbath. And what does that mean? And the importance of rest and repair and rejuvenation and restoration. All of those things are so important. And to me, that's a big part of self-care. And I don't, you know, no matter what your, you know, background is, your religious preferences, your, you know, ideology, doesn't matter. We know that our bodies get run down when we're burning the candle at both ends. We know that our immune systems go haywire and we get sick. And so there's really just no arguing the importance of rest. And it is an important part of self-care. I also talked in an episode this month about the things that I automated, and sleep was one of them. Yeah. I mean, it was one of the most important things that I explored. So I do think that's a big part of self-care.
Yeah. Also think, like, when you talk about stress, you know, it really is the silent killer for a lot of us, because I think of how we embody stress so much that it becomes part of our daily life that we don't even recognize how it's affecting us. So even caring for self could be, you know, going to the doctor, doing those preventative measures, which is something that I think we all struggle with, myself included, because we think of cost. We think of, okay, what's going to happen? All I'm doing is blah, blah, blah. But I think in the end, it does help us because we're trying to catch these things before it gets, you know, worse. And then here we are stuck in something, you know, harder than what could have been prevented earlier, you know?
So part of self-care is, you know, attuning to your body, attuning to your mind, attuning to your soul, and prioritizing that so you can be preventative. Not reactive. Because by then it's more expensive. It's a big problem. It might not be something that can be resolved on its own. So that is scary.
Else? And I think too, like when you talk about like the shift, you know, like our society, that's one thing I talk with my clients about, because my way of explaining it to clients is we're a go, go, go mentality. There is no pause throughout the day. And when we do have that pause, right, it's that awkward, I need to do something, because we're told, I think our value is productive. Productivity is linked to what we do. So if we stop to, like, take, you said, take a breath, rest, do something, even though we know we need it, there's something maybe in the back of our minds, at least for me, it's like, no, you got to do something. You're seen as lazy or blah, blah, blah. So now we're adding more to that stress and pressure, even though we know we can't keep doing this. And it's affecting us in so many ways.
Yeah. And so I think it's linked to not just what we do, but to who we are.
Right.
And it becomes part of this identity. It's like, who am I if I'm not doing?
Right.
You know, doing, going, responding, meeting the needs. And so much of it, you know, is really done out of like a good place in people's hearts, and like a desire to care, a desire to nurture, a desire to serve, but it's making them sick.
Right.
It's making them sick and it's causing stress and resentment.
Right.
Yeah. And so like when I think about self-care, I really think about, like, that's the only thing that medicates resentment in this society. You know, so it's like, if I'm trying to, yes, care for self, but I'm trying to keep resentment at bay so that I can better, like, or more genuinely love people, I've got to prioritize my self-care.
Right.
And, you know, we know, and we're not going to use the analogy of the oxygen mask and the plane, but we know that we put our oxygen mask on first so that we can save or care for or protect or love others. Because we can't pour from that empty cup. Like, yes, we know that. We know that cliche term. But I think it's also about making sure we're not harboring and carrying negative emotion and resentment. And so I also think about the clients that have negative core beliefs that they don't deserve good things. It is almost painful for them to care for themselves. I mean, like, their response to it is visceral. And so there are a lot of us out there that aren't just programmed to go, 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 do, do, do. It's also a lot of people carrying that negative core belief that I'm not good enough, that I don't deserve. I mean, all of these things just make it hard.
Right.
And so, like, we honor you if you are struggling with loving yourself and caring for yourself, even in the smallest ways. But I guess this is an invitation to do it in small ways, not the pamper yourself like R&R, like, I'm going to take a whole weekend with the girls and we're going to get our faces done. Those are nice. And please do schedule those once a year. But that's not the regular type of care that we're looking at. So, like, do reflect back on my solo episode and make sure that whatever self-care you're willing to engage in, that it's meeting some need inside of you and really challenging those negative core beliefs. All right.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mary.
No problem.
All right. Bye, guys.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Eptin.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.
Heads Up Guidance Services, or HUGS, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to removing all barriers to quality professional counseling services. At HUGS, all motivated individuals, couples, and families can access the support they need and deserve in an outpatient setting. They recruit dedicated, compassionate, and socially conscious professionals who volunteer their time and specialized skill pro bono. HUGS doesn't work with third-party payers, insurance companies, or government dollars. Rather, they operate entirely with the support of people just like you. To help support HUGS, visit www.headsupsavannah.org.